Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. And we're marching towards St. Patrick's Day, and that must mean we are ready for rebel songs. Songs of Rebellion, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
MacCulloch, you face your brooding o'er the old disgrace that Black Fitzwilliam stormed your place and sent you to the Ferran. Grace at victory was sure that soon the fire and he'd secure until he met at Glenmalure with Fiach MacHugh O'Byrne.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiach will do what Fiach will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, for falling is your star low. But with halberd, out with sword, on we go, for by the Lord Fiach MacHugh has given the word. Follow me up to Carlow.
See the swords of Clanamal go flashing o'er the English pale. See all the children of the Gael beneath O'Byrne's banner. Rooster of the fighting stock, would you let an English cock crow it upon an Irish rock? Fly up and teach him manners.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiach will do what Fiach will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, for falling is your star low. Follow me up to Carlow.
From to
Sagger took one more. There flows a stream of Saxon gore. Oh, great is Rory Overmore at sending the loons to Hades. Wait to sick and clay has fled and now for Black Fitzwilliam's head. We'll send it over dripping red to Queen Liza and her ladies.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiacre will do what Fiacre will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, for falling is your star low. Up with halberd, out with sword, on we go, for by the Lord Fiacre McHugh has given the word. Follow me up to Carlow. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiacre will do what Fiacre will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, for falling is your star low. Up with halberd, out with sword, on we go, for by the Lord Fiacre McHugh has given the word. Follow me up to Carlow.
On the green hills of Ulster, the white cross waves high, and the beacon of war throws its flames to the sky. Now the taunt and the threat, let the cowards endure. Our hope is in God and in Rory O'More. Do you ask why the beacon and banner of war on the mountains of Ulster is seen from afar? Does it signal our right to regain and secure through God and our country and Rory O'More? The green hills of Ulster, the white cross waves high, and the beacon of war throws its flames to the sky. Now the taunt and the threat, let the cowards endure. Our hope is in God and in Rory O'More. In his country, his kindred, his fate would abjure. We'll strike for old Ireland and Rory O'More. But the merciless Scots, with their greed and their swords, with war in their bosoms and peace in their words, have sworn the bright light our fate to obscure. But our hope is in God and in Rory O'More. Oh, lives there a traitor who'd shrink from the strife, who would add to the lent of his forfeited life? In his country, his kindred, his fate would abjure. Now we'll strike for old Ireland and Rory O'More. The green hills of Ulster, the white cross waves high, and the beacon of war throws its flames to the sky. Now the taunt and the threat, let the cowards endure. Our hope is in God and in Rory O'More. In his country, his kindred, his fate would abjure. Now we'll strike for old Ireland and Rory O'More.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour we are featuring rebel music all this hour on Celtic Cafe. And we opened up with Brian Boru's march. Brian Boru was the king of all Ireland in 1014 when he drove out the Danes and defeated them at the Battle of Clontarf, which is just north side of Dublin. Then we go to Fiacre McHugh O'Byrne, Follow Me Up to Carlow. Jim McCann there with that particular track. He fought in the Elizabethan Wars in the 16th century. And we ended up there with the Wolf Tones and Rory O'More, who fought in the Irish Rebellion of 1641, again against the English and the Tudors. Well, we're going to fast forward here a little few centuries anyways, and we're going to go to a commemorative area in Irish history. That would be the 1798 Rebellion. And to give you a little background on it, here's Danny Doyle. The British were determined through torture and terrorism to provoke the people into rebellion. So dreadful was the conduct of the troops that their commander, Sir Ralph Abercrombie, resigned. Within these 12 months, he wrote, every crime, every cruelty that could be committed has been transacted here. A militia sergeant invented the ingenious pitch cap. A crown of molten tar was stuck on a prisoner's head. Gunpowder was rubbed in, and when the grisly cap was set alight, the militiamen delightedly watched as the unfortunate ripped his hair from his scalp to rid himself of the agony. 200 rebels were massacred in Kildare after surrendering to the militia. In Carnew and Wexford, drunken loyalists took 34 prisoners to the ball alley and shot them in cold blood. In the Wicklow town of Dunlavin, 28 innocent prisoners were marched to the village green and executed on the spot.
Oh, come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush a boogle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Signal token, whistle out the marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon.
With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon.
Out from many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was beating for the blessed warning light. Murmurs rang along the valleys to the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon.
And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
Singing river, that black mass of men was seen. High above their shining weapons flew their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune. And our army buys of freedom at the rising of the moon.
Freedom and the rising of the moon. as the sun was setting o'er the bright May meadows of Shell Hill, a rebel hand set the heather blazing and brought the neighbors from far and near. Then Father Murphy from old Kilcormac spurred up the rocks with a warning cry. Armagh, he cried, for I've come to lead you for Ireland's freedom. We'll fight and die. He led us on against the coming soldiers, the cowardly to flight. It was at the Harrow the boys of Wexford showed Boogie's regiment how men could fight. Look out for hirelings, King George of England, search every country where breeds a slave. For Father Murphy from the county Wexford sweeps o'er the land like a mighty wave. Vinegar Hill, o'er the pleasant slaney, our heroes vainly stood back to back. And the oaths of Tullow took Father Murphy, and they burned his body upon the rack. God grant you glory, brave and open heaven to all your men. For the cause that called you may call tomorrow in another fight for the green
Chevalier, with your long-barreled gun by your side. Say what wind from the south blows his messenger here, with a hymn of the dawn for the free. Goodly news do I bring you before. Goodly news shall you hear, Bardy Band. For the boys march at dawn from the south to the north, led by Kelly, the boy from Callan. Tell me, who is that giant with the gold curling hair,
You ride at the head of your band. 7 feet is his height, with some inches to spare, and he looks like a king in command. Oh, me boys, that's the pride of the bold Chevalier, amongst our greatest of heroes a man. Fling your beavers aloft and give three rousing cheers for John Kelly, the boy from the land. Enniscorthy's in flames and old Wexford is won, and the Barrow tomorrow we will cross. On the hill or the town we have planted a gun that will batter the gateway to Ross. All the fort men and bard men will march o'er the heath with brave Harvey to lead in the van. But the foremost of all in that grim gap of death will be Kelly, the boy from Calan. But the gold sun of freedom grew darkened up for us, and it set by Slaney's red waves. And poor Wexford stripped naked hung high on the cross, with her heart pierced by traitors and slaves. Glory oh, to her brave sons who died for the cause of long downtrodden man. Glory oh, to Mount Leinster's own darling and bride, Dauntless Kelly, the boy from Killam. Glory oh, to Mount Leinster's own darling and bride, Dauntless Kelly, the boy from Killam.
There we have a music set there based around the Rebellion of 1798. We started off with a short narrative there by Danny Doyle from his album Rebels, The Gold Sun of Freedom. And we went to the High Kings with The Rising of the Moon, the rally call of 1798. And then we heard about Father Murphy and Bowl of Ogue from Jim McCann. And we ended up there with Tony Malone and the Rapparees with one of the other heroes from Wexford. His name was Kelly, the boy from Calan. Well, after the 1798, the famous writer Thomas More was still matriculating through Trinity College, and he wrote this to all of his fallen comrades that had fell during the 1798 rebellion.
One day, torn in body, perhaps The struggle is over, the boys are defeated. Old Ireland surrounded by sadness and gloom. Oh, we were defeated and shamefully treated. And I, Robert Emmet, awaiting my doom. Moan, Robert Emmet, the darling of Erin. Moan, Robert Emmet, will die with a smile. Farewell, companions, both Lyle and Derry. I lay down my life for the Emerald Isle.
Oh, humdrawn and quartered, sure that was me sentence. But soon I will show them no coward am I. My crime is the love of the land I was born in. A hero I've lived, and a hero I'll die. My bark lay at anchor, awaiting to take me far over the billows to a land of the free. I must see my sweetheart, I know she will cheer me. And with her I will sail far over the sea. Oh, bold Robert Emmet, the darling of Erin. Bold Robert Emmet will die with a smile. Farewell, companions, bold Lyle and Erin. I lay down my life for the Emerald Isle.
Oh, I was arrested and cast into prison, and tried as a traitor, a rebel, a spy. But no one can call me a knave or a coward. A hero I've lived, and a hero I'll die. Goodbye to old Ireland, me parents and sweethearts. Companions in arms, to forget you must try. I am proud of the honor, 'twas only my duty. A hero I've lived, and a hero I'll die.
Bold Robert Emmet, the darling of Erin. Bold Robert Emmet will die with a smile. Companions, both loyal and daring, I lay down my life for the Emerald Isle.
There we have it, the story of Robert Emmet, who was caught and hung as a spy, planning another rebellion after the failed 1798 rebellion. And before that, the minstrel boy there, Thomas Moore, wrote, and that's Kevin Flynn and the Avondale Ram. We have more Irish Rebellion music coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Eyes down the glen one Easter morn to a city fair. There are mad lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No fife did hum nor battle drum did sound its dread tattoo, but the Angelus bells o'er the Liffey swell rang out through the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town they hung out the flag of war. 'Twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Sulva or Sudalbar. And from the plains of royal Meath, strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's Huns with their long-range guns sailed in through the foggy dew. 'Twas Britannia bad our wild geese go, that small nations might be free. But their lonely graves are by Sulva's waves, or the shore of the great North Sea. Oh, had they died by Pierce's side, or fought with Talbrew, their names we would keep where the Fenians sleep, neath the shroud of the foggy dew. But the bravest fell, and the requiem bell rang mournfully. Those fearless men, but few, who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy.
The man was all shot through that came today into the barrack square, and a soldier I'm not proud to say, we killed him there. They brought him from the prison hospital, and to see him in that chair, I thought his smile would far more quickly call a man to prayer. Maybe I don't understand this thing that makes these rebels die, yet all things love freedom and the spring clear in the sky. I think I would not do this deed again for all that I hold by, as I gazed down my rifle at his breast. But then a soldier I. They say he was kindly, different too, apart from all the rest, a lover of the poor, and all shot through, his wounds ill-dressed. He came before us and faced us like a man who knew a deeper pain than blows or bullets ere the world began. Died he in vain, ready, present, and he just smiling. God, I felt my rifle shake. His wounds were opened, and around his chair a pool of blood. I swear his lips said, "Fire," when all was still before my rifle spat that cursed lead. And I was picked to kill a man like that. James Connolly.
A great crowd had gathered outside of Kilmainham, their heads all uncovered. They knelt to the ground, for inside that grim prison lay a brave Irish soldier, his life for his country about to lay down. He went to his death like a true son of Ireland. The firing party he bravely did face. Then the order rang out, "Present arms and fire." James Connolly fell into a ready-made grave. The black flag was hoisted, the cruel deed was over. Gone was the man who loved Ireland so well. There was many a sad heart in Dublin that morning when they murdered James Connolly, the Irish rebel. God's curse on you, England, you cruel-hearted monster. Your deeds, they would shame all the devils in hell. There are no flowers blooming, but the shamrock is growing on the grave of James Connolly, the Irish rebel. The forecourts at Dublin, the English bombarded. The spirit of freedom they tried hard to quell. But above all the din rose the cry, no surrender. 'Twas the voice of James Connolly, the Irish rebel.
In Mountjoy Jail one Monday morning, I upon the gallows tree, Kevin Barry gave his young life for the cause of liberty. But a lad of 18 summers, yet no true man can deny, as he walked to death that morning, he proudly held his head on high. Another martyr for old Erin, another murder for the crown. The British laws may crush the Irish, but cannot keep their spirits down. Just before he faced the hangman in his dreary prison cell, the British soldiers tortured Barry just because he would not tell the names of all his brave companions and other things they wished to know. Turn informer or we'll kill you, Kevin Barry answered no. Another martyr for old Erin, another murder for the crown. The British laws may crush the Irish, but cannot keep their spirits down.
Irish Rebellion songs there from the 1916 Rising in Dublin. In that set, we featured the Dubliners, starting us off with The Foggy Dew. And then we went to a poem all about James Connolly, one of the leaders, with recited there by Derek Warfield. And then on to the Wolftones with the song James Connolly. We ended up there with a medical student, an 18-year-old medical student. His name was Kevin Barry, and he was hung for being a traitor and a spy. Well, we move forward in the 20th century to the Civil War, and the British brought in some paramilitaries, and they were not well liked. They are known as the Black and Tans, and here's the Tom Lanigan Band with the story of the Black and Tans.
I was born in a Dublin street where the wild drums to beat, the love and English freak, they chumped along. And every night that we now would come on tight, he'd invite the neighbours out with his chorus. Said, come out, you black in sands. Come on and fight me like a man. Should have wiped out you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra. Let us hear you tell how you slew the great Parnell, fought him well and truly persecuted. Where are the cheers and sneers you proudly let us hear when our heroes of 16 were executed? I come out you blackened sands, come on and fight me like a man. Sure to wife so you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away lovely lanes and kill a Chandra. And tell us how you slew those Arabs two by two, like Zulus with their spears, their bows and arrows. How'd you hit each one with your 60-pounder gun? You frightened those poor natives to the marrow. So come out, you blackened sands, come on and fight me like a man. Sure to wait so you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lonely lanes that killed the Chandra. Chucky Arlo.
Seagull cry from the foreground, shall untie for he fell beneath our northern sky, rebel humble by his side. They have come to join that gallant band of Duncan. Here's some toll, another martyr for old Ireland, south from Gary O. Another martyr for old Ireland, south from Gary O.
We fast forwarded there to 1957 and a failed attack on an RUC station at the border there with Sean South of Gary Owen. Well, we're going to end up here with a couple of very patriotic songs. First, Thomas Davis's 1844, A Nation Once Again, sung here by Paddy Riley. And we'll end up here with Athenry and the national anthem, A Soldier's Song.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient free men from Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and free men. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. And Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. And from that time through wildest woe, that hope has shone a far light, nor could love's brightest summer glow outshone that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head in forum, field and fane. Its angel's voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. And Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. It whispered to that freedom's ark, and service high and holy would be profaned by feelings dark and passions vain or lowly. For freedom comes from God's right hand and needs a godly train, and righteous men must make our land a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. And Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. So as I grew from boy to man, I bent me to that bidding. My spirit of a selfish plan and cruel passion ridding. For thus I hope someday to wait, or can such hope be vain? When my dear country will be made a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. And Ireland long a province be, a nation once again.
Shane Athenapaul,
Belfast, at the Iron Fair, we teared on up in France. And not a suburb of Wales, like Ian, a gale, composed all sail. A Dundee's click, for lovely, lovely blame. Charlotte Connie, our enemy.
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed a portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this page or any show on the streaming page. If you have a question about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Shlán Lott.